Welcome to the Automate and Grow podcast, brought to you by Cloud Advisory.
Welcome to episode 13 of Automate and Grow, and I'm here today with my friend Nick Hughes. And Nick Hughes is the CEO and founder of Founders Live, which is a series of events that started out in Seattle but now is growing rapidly across the country. And I wanted to talk to Nick for a couple reasons. One, to find out what's going on at Founders Live. And also, we have an event coming up together in New York, so make sure that we talk a little bit about that and invite people out. So Nick, thanks a lot. I appreciate you joining me today.
Hey, thanks for having me. Excited to talk.
So Founders Live, the concept is, and I'm probably going to get this wrong even though I'm helping with an event, but it's a networking event for startups and founders, and particularly at every event, there's five pitch companies. So what is it about Founders Live that's, first of all, what made you start Founders Live? Like, how did you get to this point where you started such a great event?
Yeah, that's a good question. The short pitch is, Founders Live is a global community and a social platform for entrepreneurs. And we bring together people from all around the world, both online in the global social community, but we also hold these events that are happening in a growing number of cities, as New York being one of the next cities to launch, which we're excited and we'll talk about that later. But I guess to simply say it, so there's two things. One, here in Seattle, I started this about 4 years ago. It was under a different name, but there wasn't an event that I saw in Seattle that kind of met the requirements that I felt were needed to be there as a startup founder. And some of those are around, kind of the values, the core values that you see now that are wrapped into the event. The casualness. One of the things I saw with events here in Seattle was, even though it's startup world, it was still a little awkward and stiff. And so I wanted to create a fun, casual event that had, loud music and, drinks and food and just allowing people to feel comfortable. And then lastly, I wanted to build something that brought entrepreneurs together from all around the world. So you see a lot of one-off pitch events in cities. That's cool. And they might be for raising money or whatnot, but I did not see something, or there's very few brands around the world that have these hyper-local appealing, but also a global community that is brought together around a common theme. So that's why I started Founders Live, and it's been fun.
Amazing. And then, so at a typical Founders Live event, kind of maybe describe what happens, because you mentioned like some of the culture and the theme around it, but what can I expect if I show up to a Founders Live event?
Yeah. So, first off, when you walk in the door, we're crafting it to make it feel a little bit like you're walking into a bar or a club. And what I mean by that is there's going to be music, right? So, if you've ever been to a networking event that there is no music, that's like, it becomes very awkward silence. People walk up to you, they don't know how to like strike up a conversation. So you're going to walk in and, you're going to feel comfortable from the moment you walk in. There's going to be food and drink, clearly there's people there. And what I say when we have these core values, one of them is what we call respectful authenticity. And the fact is this, we are really strongly promoting, treating people authentically, having an inclusive and experience and environment. Hopefully that room is almost 50-50 male, female, and has a diverse culture. So, we're really just doing a lot of things to make you feel comfortable when you walk in the room. And then you're going to grab food, you're going to grab drink, whatever. And so the first hour is really just a networking and fun experience. Then we turn off the music, shut down the lights, sit down. Okay. So everyone sits down, and what's going to happen is five early stage companies are going to pitch. But the unique thing is these pitches are not 10 minutes long. They're 99 seconds at most. So it's a timed pitch. So five founders are each going to talk for 99 seconds. But then after that 99 seconds, presenter one will then get 4 minutes of audience question and answer. Okay. So now the audience's turn to ask, okay, what about the competition? Who's your customer? How did you come up with this technology? That sort of thing. So it's 99 second pitch, 4 minutes Q&A. Presenter two, 99 seconds, 4 minutes Q&A. Very brief, very fast paced. We cycle through the five. And then what's really cool is, as an audience member, you then get a chance to vote on which one you thought was the best. So we do a voting right after that using Founders Live, and everyone casts their vote, which one they thought was the best opportunity, best pitch, you know, which one flowed the, you know, the smoothest, and which one resonated with that individual. Yeah, and then, you know, then there's a winner. So we bring the winner back up, and we highlight them and talk a little more about their concept. And, you know, it's really fun, casual, and it flows in a very fast-paced way. So, and then the last hour, you know, after all that's done, you know, hang around, network a little more, drink a little more, and then usually some people go out afterwards or whatever. But, you know, that's the night. It's unique. There's not other events that are happening in that exact fashion. And we found there's a recipe there that seems to be working now in 13 cities. So
amazing. So it's obviously, to your point, it's expanded beyond Seattle. What other markets are you guys in now?
Yeah, we're in a lot on the West Coast. I mean, actually, so, you know, I don't know, listing them off. I mean, we're in Denver, we're in Boulder, we're in Chicago, Dallas, Austin, Atlanta, Los Angeles. Obviously, New York is opening up. Detroit is launching. Yeah, I'm excited for New York.
Me too.
And then pretty crazy, but this is now happening in Africa.
What?
And we launched in Accra, Ghana.
What?
December.
Are you going?
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it proves that. You know, my fundamental belief is entrepreneurship is everywhere. It has no borders. And no matter where you live in the world, there's creativity and innovation. And we want to bring people together around that. So, yeah, Africa, many different countries will start launching Founders Live in the next year, 2 years. We're excited.
Oh, that's really interesting. And then you mentioned the voting was through the Founders Live app, I think you said. So
yeah.
I know there's like a community and technology portion to it. Maybe you can talk a little bit about what that is.
Yeah, so if you simply go to founderslive.com, you will see it's actually a, for lack of a better description, it's like a Facebook for entrepreneurs, but it's a social platform. You can join for free, meet a ton of people. There's information flowing through there all the time. And that's where we do our voting. So if you were at the New York event, you would see that night essentially a quick poll that says, Founders Live New York, which startup had the best pitch, you know, and that's what you would be creating that. And anyone in the crowd, just simply after all of those pitches are done, they just pull up Founders Live, they just touch one of the five choices for their vote, and that's how you vote for the winner. And it's pretty simple.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
And then the community itself, like, is that a platform that you built, or what was kind of the process of adding that, or is that like central to the whole project initially?
Yeah, good question. We work with a company called Mighty Networks, and they are essentially like a WordPress for communities and social platforms. And simply put, you know, I utilized them and their basic platform for communities to start growing Founders Live. So we didn't build it, you know, I pay monthly to utilize their platform.
That's great.
And, you know, right now that's essentially our MVP, is to get this community, this global platform and community going. You know, we're utilizing a third party service, but over time we will build our own.
Oh, you
will.
Pretty
sure about that. Yeah, pretty sure about that. But right now, you know, so when you go to Founders Live, it's very clean, it's very efficient. And you know, you can, there's member chats, there's an ability, we do this thing called the influencer series. So pretty much on every week we are highlighting, you know, similar to this in the sense that we have an expert in a specific industry, whether it's legal or HR or sales or social media. They do like essentially a live stream chat that is on a topic that, you know, as a member, you're learning about, you know, how to incorporate your startup or HR, you know, things about hiring
startup
or
HR.
Firing.
I got the lady for you.
Yeah, so it's really cool. And, you know, so you're going to see a lot of those influencer series, live stream chats. You're going to meet a ton of people. There's articles, videos on there. It's really fun. Yeah.
That's amazing. And so was this a venture that you kind of started on your own? And what's been the journey like to this point, and where you think you're going?
Oh man, yeah, I did. You know, I'm the sole founder. I did start it on my own. It was, like I said, I mean, I started that first event 4 years ago, and at the time, I did not know that this was going to take place. But what I did know was, I saw the value in bringing people together, and I started to see the secret sauce of why people wanted to continually attend that event. And in the end, I just pared it down to, you know, people want to be a part of something that's unique, special, and has like some very, you know, the core values of like the reasons why people would stay attracted to this is for certain reasons that have been determined by the company. And so when I created these core values and I created this platform and said, hey, this is why it's important for us to gather and grow the Founders Life community, I started to see that's what kept feeding me to continue to grow it and continue to open new cities. And just seeing that this is unique and all cities really actually would benefit for having a Founders Live event and community in their city. So that's what kept me going.
Sure.
And you know, there was definitely a period of about, I would say about 6 months to a year where it was very, very slow growth. I actually didn't know if it was going to pan out and hit a growth, essentially hit a growth rate enough to like keep the momentum going. But everything pretty much changed in, it was probably about a year ago. So like January, February of 2017, it just, you know, I don't even know why, but like there was a
It
few
just finally
things came.
caught.
Yeah. I mean, it just like happened where a couple things came into play and we got the process together to start opening new cities. So the second city we opened was Portland. And then the third city we opened was Boulder, and then Denver, and then Chicago, and all of a sudden the dominoes just started kind of dropping, and so that's you know that's how it came
That's
together.
great.
Yeah, to tell you where we're going, I will say that you know we are on a growth rate of about two new cities a month,
Oh, wow.
and yeah,
That's rapid.
and it is rapid, but it's also like it's not too aggressive, right? It's like you know two, you know sometimes it's one, sometimes it's three. Like I think this month is going to be three, but yeah, we're going to open two new cities for a long time, and I believe that we'll end the year this year in about 40 cities.
Oh, man, that's huge.
It's huge, yeah.
Yeah,
And
that's
then next
incredible.
year, you know, 2019, we'll end the year probably about 100 cities, and this thing is just going to go around the world.
There's almost like a TEDx feel to it, where it's like, you know, initially they had kind of the proof of concept around TED Talks, and then they started empowering local organizers to put together events. So I see a little bit of that in your model, which probably lets you have kind of an exponential growth like you're having.
You're absolutely right, and you know I have definitely studied their model,
Oh,
so
okay. There you
I'm glad you
go.
mentioned that. And yeah, I think like you know there are similarities and differences, but in the end, look, it's like you know people like you that what we call the city leaders is realizing, oh my gosh, of course, like my city needs this. Why can't I not
Right.
start this? And then it's just giving you enough knowledge and hopefully resources to get something going. And the key is this: the moment you get it going and you hold six, eight events, it becomes autopilot in the sense that people just want to continue to show up. The brand continues to build in the city. More startups want to be highlighted, and it just starts running. And it's less about pushing the boulder. It's more like, how do I just guide this the right way?
That's
And
great.
yeah, and I think we can do that in hundreds of cities. And so yeah, there's a model similar to TEDx, but this is highlighting emerging startups and talent versus having people stand up and talk in front of, you know, presenting a concept. This is more like presenting a business or a startup. And so yeah, dude, it feels really cool to feel like you've hit on, there is this combination that we found that works, and it's going to work all over the world.
Yeah, that's super satisfying when, especially if you were like butting your head against the wall initially to try to catch fire a little bit. And then I'm interested in knowing what sort of companies have come through to pitch, and who you know, in the future you see, like, you know, what stage are they, what sort of problems are they trying to solve?
Yeah, we really what we say early stage companies, that means between a bootstrapped and a Series A financing.
Okay.
So any company that is just getting going, but you know clearly they have a product or service in market. So what we don't highlight is, hey, this is my slide deck idea. We don't want like
vaporware.
We want something that people can see, touch, and feel and use. And then secondly, on the high side, you know, if you're bringing in five companies and one of them has raised, you know, $10 million and everyone else has raised like $250,000, that's not necessarily going to be very fair. Most likely that higher level company is going to win. So, you know, we just try to stay around that. Like, if you've raised some seed stage funding, that's great. But anything below Series A is great. And man, you know, given that not only I live in Seattle, but I've traveled to some of these other cities and the events, you're just going to see a wide range. It could be, you know, from a technology company, it could be AI. We've had a number of, you know, consumer apps, like dating apps you're going to see. You're going to see SaaS platforms, like some interesting like business-to-business software models. We've had a winner here in Seattle about a year ago. They created their own chai tea. I mean, so it was like a really interestingly branded and a new company that their pitch was amazing and they ended up winning, right? So it's not like it's
a food startup. That's kind of cool, actually. That's kind of neat.
It's really cool, you know? So you're going to see like a wide variety of different concepts. And that's what we encourage is if you're, you know, when you're holding this Founders Live event in your city, you know, have a diverse selection of companies, have a diverse selection of presenters, so you know, male, female on stage, you know, diverse selection in culture and background, hopefully skin color, you know, those sort of things. You're highlighting as much diversity as possible within companies and people.
Cool. Yeah. And then, so some of those, what has happened to some of those companies since they've pitched, and what's the outcome and feedback from them?
Yeah, great question. So it might be a good idea right now to just say that we have a Hall of Fame that every single winner, yeah, so you'll start seeing that from New York, but every single winner from every event, we list on what we call the Founders Live Hall of Fame. That's online, and you can scroll through there and kind of check out who's won. But basically, the feedback, you know, so the winner, once the winner's announced, they're brought back up, you know, people can ask more questions, and it's a little more highlight of that startup. But what we see happen, and I'm not saying it's 100% correct because it never is, but a lot of times the crowd does know and they pick out the one that seems to be one that will be successful. We've seen a lot of times the majority, at least more than half, if not 60, 70%, they're getting follow-on funding, they're continuing, they're growing, they're having success. So yeah, we just see it's like, it's really cool. What I've noticed with the founders is it's like a nice shot of adrenaline that no matter who you are, if you go to something like this, you pitch and you end up being the crowd favorite and win, that's a hell of a great thing of confidence for you as a founder. So you see them kind of like really light up, and it's a big momentum builder for their company. And we just see companies a lot of times they continue to grow and have momentum through after they win the event.
That's great.
Yeah. So one of the things that we want to do going forward is do things like this, right? Like, you know, we're going to start a Founders Live podcast or, you know, media.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here first. Which, yeah, I will just say that I'm interested in how you're doing this because I need to put together something very similar to this.
Sure.
But, you know, we do different things like what we call the Founders Live conversations. And those are more highly produced, edited conversations and interviews.
Okay.
And so, you know, we're looking to take all the winners from all these cities and, you know, create media and highlight them, doing interviews like this and distribute them across the platform. And those are the things that over time, as this company grows and we get more diverse just from a team to a funding standpoint, we'll be able to bring more advantage to the winners that come out of those cities from a coverage to media to, you know, like maybe even better introductions to corporate investors or things like that. You know, that's what we're looking for over time.
I can see like a natural progression where, well, first, actually, I had one question I was going to ask, which is, are you seeing like angel investors and maybe like accelerators or incubators come to the events?
Yeah, so we don't at all promise, like, you're going to meet an investor or you're going to win money. But what we do see is just naturally, like, because Founders Live is a fun event and you're going to see early stage companies, angels definitely start filtering in. They just want to attend. So yes. Okay. And then over time, I will say this, you also heard it here. We're looking at how to incorporate funding, whether that's a specific fund from Founders Live that would strategically invest in certain companies. Would it be something like, man, if you look at in 2 to 3 years in the future, if we're in hundreds of cities where we have millions of eyeballs, or at least we're hitting millions of people, why can we not create some sort of crowdfunding experience where the companies that are presenting coming out of New York or LA or Boston or whatever, if they pitch that night and that event is live streamed, why couldn't people around the world actually maybe throw just in some money and invest in them?
That's a good idea. You know, and I was going to ask that next, but so I'm glad you brought it up, because it seems logical that you would extend it to an accelerator or an incubator model or even a fund. But the crowdfunding part's really interesting. I'm not really up to speed on a lot of that, but that seems like it might be a viable option where, hey, you're there pitching for people, you hear something you want, like buy into their rewards, or, you know, if you're an investor that can do this, then.
I'll just say that it's today it's difficult and we're not going to entertain that. But I think over time, when you look at when you look to the horizon of what's coming, we're definitely looking to, as we build and have a global reach, we'll definitely look at how we incorporate the opportunity for people around the world to possibly invest. And that's all I'm going to say, because really know. But
you know, it sounds like a future possibility, though. It makes logical sense.
It is a future possibility, and just from the legal aspect and all that.
What I will do, too, is I will introduce you to someone that's important in that space of forming funds in San Francisco. And actually, now that I'm thinking about it, that's a guy that I should be talking to.
Yes.
It'll be a double thing. I'll reach out to him, and I'll make an introduction. So that's our takeaway from this that I'll give to you.
I appreciate that.
Well, I want to be conscious of your time. This is all super exciting. I'm really pumped because the first Founders Live New York is going to be February 28th at Soho Places. And actually, in the prior episode, I actually interviewed Virginie from Soho Places, who have provided the initial space. So I'm pretty excited about that.
That's great.
Yeah, she was really interesting. So that's another interesting conversation that people probably saw before this one, I hope. But So I'll wrap up on two things. First of all, is there anything else that we haven't covered that you think's important that we should talk about?
No, I would just say, if you are anyone that's creative or founder or even just interested in this whole entire industry of starting companies and early stage startups, check out Founders Live. It's free to join. You're going to meet really cool people there. And then definitely if you're in New York, we're actually, you know, if you just go to founderslive.com, you will see the cities we're in. So we're in, you know, we'll now have, at the end of this month, 13, if not 14 cities that we have events in. So, you know, check them out. But if you're in New York, yeah, check out the one on the 28th. It's going to be great.
So I'm going to wrap with two questions. The first one, and I probably can guess what it is, but I'm not going to anticipate. I keep anticipating the answer to these things. They end up being totally different. But Nick, how are you changing the world?
I am changing the world through Founders Live by inspiring, educating, and entertaining entrepreneurs and creative people. And I would simply just say that I believe every individual has a spark of that inspiration to do great things in the world, but a lot of times they don't know where to go or how to learn about it or gather around the similar people. So that's what we're doing, is we're creating that movement by bringing people together around that inspiration.
Terrific. Love it. I'm glad I can help out a little bit.
Yes.
I'll wrap with one final thing. When we have interesting guests on, we want to talk to other interesting guests. So I'm going to put you on the spot like I do everybody else, which is I'm going to ask you to nominate someone that you think would be an interesting guest to appear on the Automate and Grow podcast. And we usually talk to either experts or entrepreneurs and kind of like they're innovative product-wise, or they're an expert in marketing, sales, support, automation, or you know, some aspect of that. So usually your first answer is the best answer. So
No, I've got one, man. Okay. And this works perfectly. So I will introduce you to Greg Robinson. He is a good friend of mine, and he's the CEO and co-founder of Drift, which actually is in – they are creating an energy marketplace. I mean, his vision – by the way, if you get him on, and I think you will – dive deep on his vision of the future of renewable energy and a marketplace, a peer-to-peer marketplace to trade and get energy at a quite a bit lower cost. And he has launched in New York, and that's the only market that he has actually launched in.
Okay, so, super. Drift. So it's Greg Robinson, right?
Yes.
From Drift.
Yeah.
Amazing.
His company's called Drift. And you'll love him. So I will make that introduction, and he'll be a great guest.
Greg, you've been nominated, so we'll take that introduction. Hopefully you'll appear on another episode. So, Nick, I want to thank you for helping out in, number one, launching the New York Founders Live. I'm really excited about that. And I appreciate you appearing on the podcast. So I look forward to connecting with you live as well.
Absolutely. At some point, in the next couple months, I'll make it to New York and we'll have a great Founders Live event.
Awesome. All right, well, this has been episode 13 of Automate and Grow, and we look forward to seeing you guys on episode 14.
This has been an episode of the Automate and Grow podcast. Check out other episodes for interesting topics on how to grow, innovate, and automate your business. Subscribe or like us on iTunes, YouTube, Google Play, or on our website at www.automategrow.biz and get your copy of the book Automate and Grow at Amazon today.